We're learning Simon Tufresh Yud Beis, Sif Dalid through Zion. The Hilchos Yom Kippurim, and we're talking about the shear of Achila to be Chayiv Karis on Yom Kippur. So the shear, we said the shear was Kesev Sagasa, and a fat date, and we said that the shear must be eaten within the shear of Kedei Achila's Pras. So the Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Shir Achilas Pras, Yesha Imrim, Arba Beitzim, some say the time it would take to eat 4 eggs, Yesha Imrim, Shalish Beitzim, and some say the time it would take to eat 3 eggs. And we have a note over here added, it says, Seich HaKais. So we'll see what that means now. The Mishabura tells us, Sifkatan Dalad, Sifkatan Heches, Yesha Imrim, Yesha Imrim, 2 shitas. We go after the more chumra. We're dealing with Isdor Abana Halach Harmeka. We go after the one that's lenient. So we said, what does that mean? So it means a full size and not a small size. The Mechaber continues and says, hey, how do we eat on shear? When we talk about a shear, that's as far as the chiv kares or b'shaygeg achatos, avol isura ika b'chol shehu. But if you're dealing with isur, so then isur applies even b'chol shehu, even with anything. And here the Mishnah Berurah says that isur is isur d'araisa. Sivbav, ochal acholam she'enu ru'uyim l'achilo. Let's say a person goes ahead and he eats foods which are not roi la'achila, they're not fit for consumption. Aisha ocha achila gasa, or he eats an achila gasa. What does that mean? Kigain miyad al achila sha'ahal erev yom kippurim. He just finished eating erev yom kippur, and now it's yom kippur already. And asher katzav mezayin, he ate erev yom kippur until he was just disgusted with eating anymore. And now he eats again potter, so he's potter on this second achila, this achila gasa. The Ramah says, Vim ocham achalim uvusamim oy mituvalim al chilase chayif. However, if you ate something which was very tasty or spicy, and that's what you ate when you were full, you will be chayif. The ravchal uvusum ishkicha, because there's always room for something which is tasty, which is sweet, and therefore we consider that a regular achila, even though you already are full. V'asubiyem kippur litoim dover lahaflit. It's also in kippur to taste something, even with intention of spitting it out. Afil atzi b'samim, even if you're dealing with chewing sticks of cinnamon. V'ayin le'el simen tafkuf samal zayis of gimel b'hago. Mishnah Berurah, how do we eat and shear? So as far as achila shtia, but the iser is there even b'chol shehu. She'enu achila sifav, he's cutting your base. Ha'inu dvar marim nevashim, something which is bitter or spoiled. She'enu uyim achmazel achila klal, and therefore they're not right to eat. But if you're dealing with something which really is fit to eat, just that it's also to eat, to go in chalev, forbidden fats in avelu a treifa, v'chihai gavda, b'vadei chayovin alein gam machmas yom kippurim. So there definitely you would be chayev because of eating on Yom Kippur, even though what you ate is also for a different reason. So we talked about achila gasi, eating al achila she'ochal. Mishnah Berurah explains why we give that case. So then you don't have this case of achila gasa, meaning to say that a person wakes up in Kippur morning and he starts eating, even if he ends up eating achila gasa, but in the beginning he's going to be eating enough to be mechayev him, and that's why the mechaber came up with this case. So now the case was again that he ate everything in Kippur, actually cuts the mezainai. Meaning to say that he's disgusted with what he's going to eat now. He filled himself up entirely on Erev Yom Kippur, and now when he eats, he's disgusted with what he's eating. And we're coming to exclude a case where you would not be disgusted. It's just that you were full, and you don't have a desire to eat more. But you still enjoy it when you eat it, so there you would be chayiv. Now your putter, when you eat in such a way, d'achila gasa leishme achila, because eating in a gluttonous way like that is not considered achila. Doesn't mean to say that it's mutter. There's going to be an iser. Eating foods which are not roi l'achila are also asati even midrabanan. V'afilu b'chatzi shir mehem gam ken yish lizoy l'achila. One should not even eat a chatzi shir, less than a shir of cholim which are not roi. if he eats something which is sweet or spicy, al achila sechayiv. The Bach Kasav, the Bach writes them, that if he ate to the point where now he's disgusted when he eats, and now he's going to eat something spicy or tasty, v'afil b'zeh pater, so then you would be pater on these tasty things. Achim be'emez akol tolif yimashu magish b'nafsha, it really depends. It's a personal question on how the person feels. Can cause magen Avram, but zalemer de bestam zalim de meichel metuva kisho eichel. That normally we say that if you eat something which is very tasty, afilu mayim mitchila savi biyaser ena katzba. That even from the beginning you started off very 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 satisfied, you won't be disgusted by this. Was that my Rama? That's what the Rama's talking about. Valkain, v'afapikain and margish benafshe shekayv leachila v'katzba pater. If he really feels as he's eating it that it's disgusted with what he's eating and it hurts him, so then he's going to be potter. We said it's also in Yom Kippur to taste something that, even with the intention to spit it out afterwards. Afilu pachim because Shir says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu yodeya sheyuchel la'amid atzush leiv l'klum. Even if you know that you could control yourself not to swallow anymore, and even asay besamim shu eitz ba'almut, such a regular piece of wood. Nevertheless, when you chew it, it has a taste. You're allowed to smell it to complete the 100 brachas that a person is required to make. However, if he still is thinking about it, so he can't make another bracha, it's an unnecessary bracha. They smell spirit water. If you don't try to smell it, so then you don't have to make any bracha on it. So, Mishnah, in other words, is saying that some people smell this without making a bracha, and that's wrong. So Mishnah Berurah points out in the middle that if you don't smell it, so that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who go ahead bedafka and they smell it, and they don't make a bracha, and that's incorrect. Sif Zion. Ocha oli kanim potter. So if you ate stalks, you're potter. V'lulei lovei gefanim shelivlu v'kaidim Rosh Hashanah potter. If you have stalks going from the grapevine that sprouted before you in Rosh Hashanah, you're potter. If the eitz ba'alma, because at that point it's considered an eitz ba'alma, it's not considered something really edible. V'mluvlu be'eretz Yisrael mi Rosh Hashanah yom kippurim chayev. But if it sprouted like that in Eretz Yisrael between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, you would be chayev. Yesh garsim, Mishnah Berurah tells us ali kanish garsim ali gefanim. And the point is, v'tamishum de'en ruim lachila, that the ali gefanim, these stalks of the grapevine, are not roi lachila. Shelivlu pirsho sheheinetsu, they started flowering, tagamino, v'yitze perif, v'yitze tzitz, v'apik lavluvin. We said if he ate something which sprouted in Eretz Yisrael, Mirshon Yom Kippurim, so then you would be chayiv mishum da'adayin lachin v'rakim heim, because they're moist and they're supple ru'in lachila and they're roi lachila and they're not like a dried out stalk, and then therefore you would be chayiv if you eat that on Yom Kippur.